Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's efforts for peace in the Middle East could lead to the rebuilding of the next Jewish temple. That's the headline. Winky Medad comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
And is it a viable possibility, another Arab nation who's willing to normalize relations?
Let's take a step back and remember that at the end of January, President Trump proposed a peace to prosperity plan. Another opening came, as we saw, with the United Arab Emirates, leading perhaps to one or two other Arab nations coming closer. Mr. Pompeo felt he had to be a personal face-to-face meeting with Netanyahu to find out exactly how this relationship between peace, America, and Israel is going to proceed on all fronts.
I was reading a comment from Yehuda Glick. Now, he used to be the executive director of the Temple Institute, the people preparing to build the next temple. And he compared Solomon's temple, which was the first temple on the Temple Mount. It followed a peace agreement with Tyre. That's the biblical name for modern-day Lebanon. And he said that peace today with the Arab states may be setting a time when they could rebuild the temple. And is that a viable possibility as well?
If we go back to the Bible, we see that the king of Tyre, Hiram, engaged in commercial enterprises with the kingdom of Israel at the time, in which, if I'm not mistaken, trees and other implements were imported from Lebanon, is basically a form of ancient commercial interest in the pursuit of peace. So there is a precedent for this, and as long as Jewish rights are recognized and the possibility of rebuilding the Temple Mount, and until then, at least Jews praying there become part of a peace process with normalized relations with the Arab world, I'm all for it, and I think a lot of people would be for it, than some of what we've seen develop over the past few weeks.
Winky Medad with the details behind why peace in the Middle East could indeed lead to the rebuilding of the next Jewish temple in Jerusalem. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. History tells us that Solomon's temple, the first temple in Jerusalem, that Solomon's temple was built after a peace agreement between Tyre, modern-day Lebanon, Tyre, and the Jewish people. There are those who believe that set a precedent. I'm not sure if it was a precedent, but it is Bible prophecy. The Antichrist confirms a peace agreement in the Middle East, Daniel 9:27, and then gives permission to the Jewish people to build their temple. That's Daniel chapter 11, verse 45. Both of these prophecies will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...